Let's have all the sick folks stand up real quick. Everybody that has problems in your body. And let's pray for you right now. Praise the Lord. Let's extend our hands towards them all that are standing. I have a lot to do in the next 15 or 20 minutes. I have a lot of things to do. And I want to do them. Praise God. Even though we're not there laying hands on you at this moment, Jesus is standing next to you. And he never forgets you. He is a healer and he is a doctor and he performs miracles. Praise the Lord. Whatever is sick in your body, I now drive it out of your body in the name of Jesus. And I declare that my words that are filled with faith are going to produce a miracle in your body, and that you will immediately have a testimony and give that testimony of the miracles that God has done. That's who he is, that's the way he works, and that's what he does. Praise the Lord. Now, if I gave you a prophetic word already this week, I want you to sit down. But those of you that I haven't done that to, please remain standing. Because I know I did speak to some of you already yesterday, I think it was. And I want to just speak to you first right here, ma'am. Tell me your name very quickly. Bonnie. I want to give you a word from the Lord, okay? To build you up and to encourage you, because that's who God is and that's what God does. He's like that. There's a word in the Bible, it's called grace. Grace. It's the supernatural influence of God on the heart, reflected in the lifestyle. That's the actual Greek definition. God is coming to you and will knock on your door as the God of grace. He will give you abilities to be the kind of woman your mind tells you you should be, that you have not been able to be. That ends today. Now the Lord says, let me hold you in my arms like a father does, and let me squeeze the fear out of you. The Lord says, I'm going to just squeeze that out of you, just squeeze it out of you, till the only thing you can do is what we were doing tonight, is just have praise going on all day long. When people see you, you're going to have a big smile. You're not going to be able to explain where it came from. You're just going to be smiling and praising God. And everybody say, why are you just singing all the time? You make me want to sing. Because God is filling you up like a vessel so that you can explode into him. I see trees with no leaves, lots of them. And God says the fall has come, but the spring is coming. The leaves will come back again. The fruit will grow again. And everything will be filled with color once again. You've entered that stage now. And the Lord will not leave you. He will not walk away from you. He will stick with you all the way. Genesis 28:15, Luke, Psalm 23:3, Luke 6:37 and 38, John 1:12. You can get all those verses off the tape and memorize them, as they will edify you and build you up. Praise the Lord. Tell me your name, ma'am. And I haven't ministered to you this week. I want to tell you something. I see skeletons, lots of skeletons just there. This is very important, because a skeleton is a dead thing. It's just bones. But there's a beautiful series of scriptures in Ezekiel 37, 1 through 10. And where the Lord says to the prophet Ezekiel, I want you to prophesy to the bones, and I want you to blow onto the bones. And it says, I prophesied to the bones, I blew on the bones, and all of a sudden I heard rattling, like a rattling noise. And then the bones started to connect to each other. Just bones. And then muscles and sinews started growing on the bones, and skin started growing on the bone. And then there were a huge army of people living and alive. If you can believe it, God will give you this gift of prophecy, that in your prayer time you will pray over dead people. I don't mean dead in the grave, but I mean spiritually dead. And you will watch God bring revival to their homes and to their families. Because God wants to give you a purpose that is in secret and private. That your prayer life becomes your miracle life. He will do it first to your soul, and then from there, it will spread to others. You've seen your last day of heavy darkness. Now it's time to live in 24-hour happiness and joy and the presence of God visiting you. And whenever you go through hard times, you'll snap right out of it, and the Holy Ghost will help you do it. The other thing is that words that don't come from God that have affected you are now broken. Praise God. Tell me your name, sir. How are you doing, David? I see you shaking hands with God. Never said this to a living person, but your hand is real tiny and God's hand is like the size of the whole world. But it tells me that you know where to put your confidence and strength. And the Lord says, because you're reaching out to me, I'll now take your hand and I'll lead you to your destiny. Tell me your name right here, ma'am. How you doing, Miss Joni? Praise God. Everybody reach out to Joni. Joni, the Lord has put a, I don't know what to call it, but it's all around you, and it's not a wall, but it's something that scares away poisonous creatures. And he wants you to know that everywhere you're standing, you have a surrounding protection. That everywhere you go, you carry that with you, and whoever gets close to you stands in that same protection. Don't ever be afraid again of the devil having any say in your life. Praise the Lord. Tell me your name, ma'am. I hear three words for you. I hear the word graciousness, the word prosperity, and the word answered prayer. Those are your three gifts for 2021. Tell me your name back there, sir. Yeah, so I see this really interesting, but you're like in a boxing ring, but you're dressed in a three-piece suit. And there's about seven people ready to fight you. They're dressed like boxers and fighters, but you're not. Because you didn't go there to fight. You went there to collect the prize because your battle is already won. And you are becoming the kind of man that knows ahead of time what God is going to do. And all you'll do all of your life as you grow up and mature is collect the reward of the victories that God has already won for you. I received that for myself. Praise God. Tell me your name back there, ma'am. I see a lot of snow melting. You know, all I see is like a big giant field. There's snow right there, but it's all melting. Underneath is all types of emeralds and jewels and gold and all that. But you were looking at it like this is a worthless piece of ground. But the Lord wants me to tell you that the most worthless people in your family are the ones that are going to reap the biggest treasures. And don't be afraid that they will not be worth anything, because God is going to chase them all down and he is going to bless all of them, and they're going to produce beautiful, valuable blessings for Almighty God. Praise God. How about right here, sir, your name? How you doing, Tim? Tim, you're on a horse. You're riding a horse. It's like, looks like it's like a wartime. You're like a cavalry person. You look like that. You got a sword and you're riding and there's a bunch of people there. I can't see them at all. I can only see you. And your eyes have fire coming out of them. Because God has given you a steel will. And that steel will get you to your destination. Doesn't matter who you have to fight to get there. You're going to win. And that's what's on your forehead. Winner. Champion for God. Not loser like the devil has told you. Not loser like people have told you. But winner. Champion. And conqueror. for Almighty God. That is your name in heaven. Has not been your name here, but it is your name in heaven. Romans 8:37. We are more than conquerors through Christ. Praise the Lord. Let's all say it. We are more than conquerors through Christ, which strengthens us. Come on, take a praise break, everybody. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Everybody shout a little bit and say, praise the Lord. So you have 1 John 4:18, man. Perfect love casts out fear. You're not going to lose the people you love soon. It will be a long time. Be at peace. You're not going to be alone. The Lord will always be with you. He will watch over you. He will pay your bills. He will take care of your needs. Everything you ever need, God is going to give you. And they're going to come down day after day, more and more and more and more, until your cup is overflowing and you literally become a woman with a giant cup this big. And you just walk around throwing that cup on people. And every time you empty it, God fills it again. And every time you empty it, God filled it again. Because He wants you to spend the rest of your life getting people wet with the Holy Ghost. That's your word from God. Praise God. Right here, man. Yeah, so you are to heal leprous souls. People who have leprosy inside of them. They hate themselves. They feel hated. They've been abandoned. They've been rejected. They've never truly been loved, and they've never been cherished. You can relate. And so because of that, God is going to give you a healing ministry to all the leprous souls that you meet. That's your gift from God. Praise the Lord. Tell me over there your name, sir. What's that? Yeah. So I see you running around a track like in the Olympics, but you don't belong there. Everybody else belongs there. They've trained for it. They're wearing the right clothes. But you decided you'd run the race anyway. So they're chasing you. Because, you know, when people run a race and then people from the sideline jump in, they go after them. They chase them because there's people. What has happened is that God says the race you're going to be in is a race you will win. And the race you shouldn't be in, God will tell you, don't be in that race. That's unnecessary. I'm going to show you the race that I've set up for you to win that race. Philippians 3:13 and 4. Forget what's behind. Aim towards the prize that God has for you. Because you are going to get that prize and nobody will steal it from you. 1 Corinthians 9:24. So there's a lot of people running the race, but only one wins. And God says, I already set you up. You're a champion Olympian in the Olympics that matter, which are the Olympics of life. What a great word from God. What's your name, ma'am? So you will be a child in your spirit all your life. As long as you live, you'll be able to enjoy God like very few people can. You'll spend much time laughing and singing and dancing and rejoicing because the Lord has given you the gift of enjoying other people's blessings. To the thankful heart, everything comes in a double portion. What's your name, man? How you doing? I know my son ministered to you yesterday, so you got a big blessing from that. Can I just say these things to you, you know, as well? Anytime you doubt something good God tells you, tell the devil to go to hell. Because your blessings are yours. And God does not break a promise when He gives it. Proverbs 10:22 through 24, the blessing of the Lord makes rich, and He adds no sorrow to it. Praise God. Let's go right here, ma'am. What's your name? Yes, and I haven't spoken to you. Everybody stretch your hands out there. I feel this really strong in you. When you were young, in the womb, the Lord put his hands on you. And it was in the womb of your mother that God picked you and he chose you. And the Lord has given you a new name that no one knows. You don't even know that name yet, but he calls you by that name. Jesus prays for you every day and lives to make intercession for you. Every day Jesus is praying for you and he says that name. He doesn't use your name right now. He says your name that's already yours in heaven. And that name, the Bible says, is written on a white stone. And it is only known to you and to God. You see, everyone here will be called by a special name when Jesus talks to them. You'll be known by Mary, Larry, Harry, Barry, Terry, Jerry, whatever. Everybody else. But when you meet Jesus, he'll use your special name. Only he and you know it. But what happens when he says that name is what happened in John 20. When Mary was in the garden and she started asking around, what did they do with my Lord? The tomb is empty. And then she heard someone say, Mary. And she turned around and fell on her face and said, Master. She thought she was talking to the gardener until he said her name. I have never said this to anybody, what I'm telling you right now. The Holy Ghost wants you to know forever that you have God's undivided 24-hour-a-day attention. Praise God. Let's go to you, my brother. Stretch your hands over there. There are many broken bridges. There are many burned bridges. There are many roads that you have walked on. There's many things that you have been involved in your life. Many things have happened to you since you were a child. But the Lord says, I have always been watching out for you, and I am the one that saved your life and saved you from being killed. I am the one. And God wants everybody to know it. I saved your life. Not once, not twice, but many times. Even when you were foolish, I saved your life. Even when you were disobedient, I saved your life. And I'll save it now. Everything going on in that body, we just pray for the healing powers of the Holy Ghost to go through you. Everything going on in your body right now, clear it out, heal it out, and let strength come back to your bones and knees and all blood and all areas of your life and your sugar levels and everything by the power of the Holy Ghost. Everybody say praise God. Tell me your name. Right here. Yeah. What is it? How old are you? 15? Okay, so tell me this. What do you want to do with your life? Do you have any idea? You want to be a boxer? Okay, well, that's only going to last so long. God has something more for you than just a boxer. Being beat on is something, but it's not forever. You can do it for a while if it's something God calls you to do. But God is going to tell you something. He's going to explain something to you. And the Lord wants me to tell you, he won't do it if you won't get on your knees. You're going to have to get on your knees. Get on your knees, stay on your knees, and ask him to reveal that to you. And within 24 months of today, you're going to have an answer. If you don't want the answer, then God holds the answer in his hand until you're ready to hear the answer. But if everything in you wants God's will for your life, you say, I just want God's will, I want everything Jesus wants, then he's going to reveal that to you. He'll write it on a tablet called your heart. He'll engrave it on there. And you will go on to save the lives of many children and of many elderly people and of many unwanted people. And God will use you in great ways. Ways you have never dreamed of or even thought of. Never cut your education short. Go as long as you can. Because it is in your education that God will appear to you and reveal himself to you. While a man or a woman is studying, even if it's natural things, God speaks out of the things that they're studying, and he speaks to you and opens your eyes. Because you want to think of one word, eternal. Ask yourself, am I doing something eternal? Will this count in heaven? And you will get your answers. But they're coming, and they're coming fast. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, ma'am, how you doing? All right, everybody say something good about her. Go ahead. Come on, everybody say something good about her. Keep going. Say every good thing you can about her. Do you know why these people don't have a problem finding good things to say? Because that's how beautiful you are to them. And you know what? Only Jesus could have made you that way. Now I want you to just clap for her like they would in heaven. I want you to clap for her like they would in heaven. Clap for her like they would in heaven. What they did is what they're doing. You're a rock star in heaven. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Tell me your name, brother. So, Aaron, I see you looking through many books that have old covers on them. You're like on the floor, got your legs crossed. I can't actually do that yet, but I'm kind of working on it. Praise the Lord. I used to be able to, you know how you sit like that? I can't. It ain't working right now, but praise God. I'm aiming. So you're sitting there and you're going through these books and you look very comfortable, like skinny people do. You know, they can. She can do it. So, you know, people, you know, rap, boom, legs back here reading, you know. But anyway, I went into the flesh there, but I'm back. So you're opening these books. They're all old leather covers. They have writing on them, but it's not in English. It's other languages. So, and I don't know the languages. I can just tell that it's other languages. And you're going through the books one after another. It's got parchment paper, so it's old, crinkly, and very valuable. But nothing is written in them, because these are the things you will write in these books. These are the things you will put down on paper as your life goes on. And God says they're old wisdom that has been discarded and forgotten. And a day will come when the Lord will mature you to the place where he will take that wisdom and put it inside you. And it will come out in a way that everybody will be able to be blessed by it and have their lives forever changed. Hold on to what I told you, because it will change your future. Praise the Lord.